Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Relationship Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the importance of having a healthy bedtime routine with your partner. I am someone who has a very strict and very early bedtime of around 9 o'clock every night. Now, that doesn't mean I go to sleep at 9 o'clock, but it does mean I start my bedtime routine at that time, even on weekends. My husband, however, is of the opinion that sleep is a waste of time, and he enjoys having his space at night. We both work from home, and we have a child, so getting alone time can be difficult, but it's something that we both value and want each other to have. The reality is that not having the same bedtime can be difficult. I get to take some time away from screens and go to bed in a dark, quiet room. When he gets to bed, considerably later than me, he now has to do his whole routine with me asleep. And if that involves him scrolling through social media on his phone, it means he may interrupt my sleep with the light from his phone or the sound of the videos playing. He tries to avoid this disruption in my sleep by spending his wind-down time on the couch. And inevitably, he falls asleep while watching his latest Netflix documentary and wakes up in a daze around 2 in the morning to stumble his way to bed. And I feel guilty about him falling asleep on the couch every night and try to accommodate his bedtime needs with my own. With this routine, we're not getting the quality sleep we probably need. Our bedtime conundrums are not uncommon. It seems like everywhere you look, there are articles and news stories about the importance of sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene refers to the optimization of your environment to promote the best sleep outcomes possible, such as through limiting technology use, sleeping in a dark room, having a set bedtime and wake time, and having a going-to-bed routine. Something that you may not know, however, is that your bedtime routine with your partner can impact both the quality of your sleep and the quality of your relationship. So, how does your bedtime routine affect your relationship? Research has identified that how couples spend their leisure time together is one of the biggest predictors of their relationship satisfaction. Bedtime is an obvious time of day to get to spend with one another. It's usually free of children and work responsibilities and provides a space for couples to interact with one another. More importantly, it provides an opportunity for couples to build intimacy together. It may seem fairly obvious, but some of the ways in which people build intimacy include engaging in sexual activities together and having conversations with one another, which can be encouraged by having a shared bedtime routine. An individual's satisfaction with their bedtime routine predicts how frequently they have sex and their satisfaction with their sex life and their relationship. In addition to the relationship-building behaviors that occur during bedtime, leisure time behaviors can also occur. Specifically, with technology use becoming more commonplace as a relaxation behavior throughout our day, it may also creep into our evening leisure time routines. When two partners use technology independently during bedtime, it's associated with lower satisfaction with that relaxation time, as well as increased experiences of conflict with your partner. When partners use technology together, it doesn't have any meaningful impacts on perceptions of satisfaction with that time or experiencing conflict. And some research finds that the shared use may promote relationship satisfaction. This technology use can include phone or social media usage, as well as TV or movie watching. Nearly 65% of sexual encounters between couples occurs at night, according to one study. When one partner feels that the other's media use is interfering with them spending time together or is leading to their partner not listening to their conversations, they'll also be more likely to feel less satisfied with their sex life. And this is particularly true for women in heterosexual relationships. Men in these relationships may be less aware of how problematic their technology or media use is during bedtime and how it may be interfering with intimacy in that relationship.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about going to bed at different times? Research finds that couples' discrepancies in bedtimes and behaviors can impact individual psychological outcomes. Specifically, couples who had different bedtimes experienced greater perceptions of psychological distress than did couples who had similar bedtimes. Interestingly, on weekends, couples who had different wake times in the morning reported worse quality sleep than did couples who had similar wake times. So how can you foster a better bedtime routine as a couple? Sometimes there are unavoidable complications with trying to establish a bedtime routine. It may not be feasible to go to bed or wake up at the same time as your partner. And it may also be the only time you have as individuals to unwind. So, how can you optimize your bedtime as a couple in light of real-life circumstances? Well, I would recommend having a conversation with your partner about what your ideal bedtime looks like. It might be a fun exercise to individually write down what the best routine looks like for each of you for bedtime before you have this conversation, and then discuss what you each wrote down. Here are some things you can consider in your ideal bedtime routine. First, what time should you go to bed and wake up? What about on the weekdays and on the weekends? Would you go to sleep and wake up separately or together in this ideal state? Second, consider technology use. Would you and your partner use technology in bed together or separately? Would you try to remove technology from the bedroom altogether? Third is communication. Would you take the time to discuss your day or your upcoming plans during bedtime? Are there certain topics that you'd leave at the door, like work or parenting concerns, for example? Fourth is intimacy. Do you cuddle together or do you prefer your space? Do you have sex or is that for another time? Fifth is consider other activities that you may engage in to try and unwind, like do you read in bed or engage in other wind-down hobbies like knitting, for example. Consider the ways in which you and your partner have similar or different ideal states for bedtime. Also consider the ways in which your desired bedtime state aligns with or does not align with your current bedtime routine. Are you both generally satisfied with bedtime today, or is there an opportunity for improvement? An easy way to experiment with improving your bedtime routine is to put away your phones and turn off the TV. Try to spend 30 minutes together talking with your partner instead of scrolling endlessly on your phone. If you aren't going to sleep at the same time, you can still schedule time together in your room before you separate into your own activities. As you consider setting goals for the new year, think about improving your bedtime routine as a couple. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Starting next week, Relationship Doctor will be released on Tuesdays. I'll see you then.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.